The whole thing mapped out. So Lama Dalla.
Yeah,
I'm at Alice.
Beautiful.
I meant to say it's my grandma. No, she's
that type of shit.
We had the time, so we just.
Yes.
We have to.
Adorava. Okay, so let's see. I mean, you're ahead of me now. You're ahead of me now, so maybe I'll have questions that you can answer. Mitzvah Grama Nashim Paturis. Nashim Apote from Mitzvah Man Grama. I mean, Northern, how do we know this? Grama Mitzvah, we don't have Mitzvah. Mat Filin Nashim Paturis. I've called Mitzvah Sages Man Grama Nashim Paturis. Sure, it's like the part from Tefillin. Rashi says, we learn from Tefillin, b'mematzinu, that just like Tefillin is in Mitzvah's man, Grama, and Nashim HaPater. Why is it man, Grama? Rashi said already at the top of the almond. Either because Laila allows man Tefillini, or because you don't have Tefillin and Shabbos and Yom Tif. So just like b'mematzinu, just like the part from Tefillin, which is man, Grama, so too the part from everything else. It's a mematzinu. Okay. Tefillin, how do you know the part of tefillin? It's very not right. Tefillin is mitzvah's man grama. But in as much as we don't yet know that, we don't yet have a raya that that is the mechanism to make you potter, and adrabba, we're learning out from tefillin that type of mitzvah potter from. So how do you know she's potter from tefillin? There it is that we learned. Go along with Talmud Torah. Matam Talmud Nashim Paturis. That we already know because it says Livenecha v'loy Livenoy Secha. That's a Beferish Pasuk. Livenecha v'loy Livenoy Secha. Matam Nashim Paturis. I mean, Livenecha is a Beferish Pasuk. V'loy Livenoy Secha is the Drush. Av Tefillin Nashim Paturis. So since it's a Hekash Mitfillin to Talmud Torah, like Rashi says, because we say Vishinantam Livenecha. And right after that, we say Ksharatim Lois. So learn how to fill from Talmud Torah, just like she's part of Talmud Torah, she's part of Tefillin. So fine. I learned that Talmud Torah have a pasuk. I have Hekesh to Tefillin. Tefillin is his man gram. And then I have a Mematzinu from Tefillin that all the man gram she's part of from. So, Frank the Gemara, how do you know to be Makesh Tefillin to Talmud Torah? Vinakesh Tefillin Mezuzah. Why not be makash tefillin to mezuzah to tell to mechayev the noshim? Because then it says uksavtim mezuzah beisecha. So we should say just like mezuzah noshim mechayev. So the tefillin noshim mechayev. I didn't know to be makash in that direction. Maybe you should makash in that direction. There it says tefillin tamid toyim iskish bein beparsha shani bein beparsha shniya. Tefillin mezuzah beparsha shniya le iskish. Right? If you look in the pesukim there. There's a different order of the Pesukim in Vayom Shemaya than there is in Vyahavto. And it comes out that both by Vyahavto and Vyom Shemaya, Tefillin is Ukish to Talmud Torah. But it's only Ukish to Mezuzah in one of them, not in the other one. Okay? So there's more of a reason to be Makash Tefillin to Talmud Torah than there is to be Makash Tefillin to Mezuzah. Okay. Makes sense. Benakish mezuzah l'talmud Torah. So why don't we be makish mezuzah to Talmud Torah?
Side question, basically.
Could the iskish parsha shniyah the samach lai uchsab the menem anoshim paturos? Yeah, side question. Once you're explaining to me that. Once you explain to me the Talmud Torah is in between Tefillin and Mezuzah by the second parasha of Kriyat Shema. So why do we say Hagufa be Makash Mezuzah to Talmud Torah and tell me the Nashim HaPatev and Mezuzah? Once we're going with these types of vacation. So that we say no. Lo Sagadaitach, Tachsev L'man Yibi Yimeichem. Because by Mezuzah it says L'man Yibi Yimeichem, Gavri Baichai, Nashilai Baichai. Everybody needs the bracha of the man Yibni Meichem. So, Mela, that's Pashat to us that she should be Chayvim Mezuzah, and we don't make such a heckish. Okay. Okay. What?
You had a Siddur Stoser.
I did? Yeah. There's one, which one? On the bottom? Okay, so let's see it. Let's see it. Gavah b'ichoy, no shaloi b'ichoy. Avah gav d'hai krod, d'ashirim b'perek, b'mem ad-likin. Gavah b'itul toira. Ba'oven b'itul toira, b'onim k'tanim b'isim. Even though the Gemara in Shabbos uses this pasuk for a totally different drasha. L'man yibi yimeichim. Darshan's out. In the oven b'itul toira. So, b'onim k'tanim b'isim, which means there won't be a yibi yimeichim if there's no Talmud Torah. So it's being used for a different drasha. Because Malkon Rabbi Kim is smachta ba'am. That's only the smachta. That's the smachta. The real pshat is like we're saying over here. Ba'ad ichsiv ki chayecha de mashma ishanami chayeves b'talmud Torah. Mahay taima gobi boi chay. Where does it say ki chayecha? Yeah, what's the whole pasuk? When it says, Lobe Shemai, me. Oh, yeah, you don't have it there?
Sorry, because you're going to bring me coffee.
What does it say over there, Kiyi Chayecho? It's talking about, like, when it says, The very end of the parsha, it talks about, so it says over there also, when it's talking about, following Hashem, and it says there also, Ki Chayecho V'Rechem Becho. So Tosis is asking, V'Adu Chsib Ki Chayecho, the Mashma Ishanam Ki Chayeves B'Talmud Torah, Mahay Tam Agaber Baicha, if it's Ki Chayecho, so she should be Chayev for that reason also. She says that we're using that reason in Mechayev and Mezuzah, we should use that reason in Mechayev and Talmud Torah. Shloim Dekra Lukai Talmud Torah. And look, he mitzvahs, which is what I thought. I don't know, Tosis that happened to me that pasuk is not about Talmud Torah at the end of Parshat Nitzav. It sounds like it's about key mitzvahs in general, but yeah, I ain't sure why what the Havmin and Tosef was, what the Maskana is. But he's saying, no, that what's going on, key mitzvahs klimar, a Torah from the Medvedev of mitzvah shim chayech. Okay. V'oid yishloimar. Terechinami, the high krokai, bein Talmud Torah, kudom rahasim, ubein amazuzu, kudom rahacha. Then he says, a different teretz, you don't have to say the Gemara Shabbos is an asmachta. You could say the pasuk is going on both Talmud Torah and Mezuzah. Miu ain't svar loyim with the mechayev noshim Talmud Torah mishum svar the gabri baychai kiven. That's what's bothering Tosis, that if that pasuk is also going on Talmud Torah, then that it should be we apply the same gabri baychai to it. Then he says, no. Kevin Ashkan miutu gabayu. Since we find a meat by them, since over there we find a meat. About mezuzah, the like a miutu klal. Adam from the rights of lakish mezuzah l'tam etoyma. Rights of l'tam noshim. Mish svar loyma does his svar the gabim bechayim. Mafke mekeshu mechayim noshim a mezuzah. Kishmak a chilek. Meaning, toys have started out with a problem. Agamer says, why not be makish mezuzah l'tam etoyma and pata her from mezuzah as well? The answer is gabim bechayim. I for Ektoisis, but the Gemara in Shabbos brings that this in the mind Yibin Mechem is also going on Talmud Torah, which would seem to apply the Svar of Gover, therefore we should apply the Svar of Gover Baichai to Talmud Torah too, Mimachaiver and Talmud Torah too. So he says that's in the Smachta, and when it says Ki Chayecha in the Parshat Tzavim, it's not talking about Talmud Torah, But in the second Torah, it says there's no poshut. Let's say it is doing on Talmud Torah. And you can say governed by Chai Talmud Torah. But you don't see from our Gemara that governed by Chai is a Svara which overrides everything. All you see from our Gemara is that governed by Chai is a Svara to say if you have an option to make a Hekish, don't make a Hekish. But if you have a Beferish of Miut in the Torah, like you have a Talmud Torah, but without the Benecha, Vidloi Vilenei Secha. So then in Echinami, the Miut's telling you that she's Pater, even though this is Svara, governed by Chai. The difference between a Beferish of Miut and a possible Hekish. That's the Chiluk Tosfos is making. As far as Tarsi is saying, no, they're the same thing. The puzzle doesn't really mean Talmud Torah. Second Tarsi is saying it really does mean Talmud Torah, but there's a Chiluk between a Hekesh and a Miyad. Schmack. No, but it's Kajr was born from our Gemara, because you see from our Gemara, governed by Chai is the reason to be Mechayed them. That's why Tosfos is saying, all you see from our Gemara you have to limit what our Gemara is saying. All you see in our Gemara is that governed by Chai is a reason not to learn a Hekesh. But if you have a Beferish or Miut in the Torah, it's...
You still pater women.
Yeah. It's still possible to pater them, even though you have...
It doesn't mean you all need to die.
Right. If you have a Beferish or Miut, the Torah is saying that pater. I governed by Chai, don't worry, the Beferish will take care of them. You know what I'm saying? That's the Miut.
You're not
going to
make a Hekesh.
But as much as... Right. A Hekesh is not mafurish. They happen to be next to each other. If you have a reason to make the Hekesh, you make it. If you have a reason not to make it, you don't make it. So Chazal makabel that, you know, that's a reason not to make a Hekesh. But a Miyat HaMetar is a Beferish Miyat. That's a different story.
Without making a Hekesh, do we assume that she's Chayim and Mitzvah?
Of Mezuzah?
Of anything. I mean, make a Hekesh of anything.
Yeah. Because the only reason...
Hekesh is not teaching us...
Saying that
the Hekesh will come to you so that
you would not have known. Correct. Because Mezuzah by itself, she should be Chayvin. Why not? It's a mitzvah. Say Shalai is Ben Rama.
So, Jesse,
I have
a Hekesh
to teach her.
She shouldn't be.
Right. Good. Okay, bye. So, what are we saying? We're saying... Now, the reason she's potter is because we let her have in tefillin b'mem batzilu. And the reason she's potter in tefillin is because it's hekesh to Talmud Torah.
And Talmud Torah
is potter because it's the possible.
The ultimate source of her being potter is that she's potter in Talmud Torah, the pasuk says. Right?
I had a little bit of an understanding difficulty this morning.
Why were you using tefillin as the thing, as the side thing?
What
do we need all
the psukim on vacation if we're saying going out to position is my grandma?
No, that's how we know it. That's only because we know she's part of position my grandma. We don't know that she's part there, except for...
So there's,
the mucker is tefillin.
It has nothing to do with what
tefillin's the mucker. Yeah, it happens...
That doesn't affect my life.
Yeah. Since tefillin is mitzvah man grama, as each butter and tefillin, I apply that to all mitzvah man grama. The starting point is she's butter and tefillin.
Had tefillin been, it has nothing to do with what a mitzvah man grama is.
I mean, it does.
But that's just svara. Like we just decided, she's butter. Must be that the gzeres hakod, the gleam from the pasuk is because it's they're missing.
Reasons we can put in after. Exactly. But the mucker is because it's tefillin. Meaning, you're saying theoretically, had tefillin been a different type of mitzvah to say, then that would have been the gather hadok. So that's what you see.
Right.
Yeah, in Akanami. Yeah.
They're not putter because mitzvah is man grama. They're putter
because the feeling is the man grama. Right.
Not because of what it is.
Which is megalitos that they are, according to the Kolbei and those who give reasons. It's megalitos that is the reason. But I'm just saying, the reason is not the starting point,
not
in other words.
Reason. Yeah.
No, once we learn it out, then we can say, that's what the Torah is saying.
If she was,
but it's only once we learned it out.
If she had a mitzvah, knows my grandma to do.
Then we would have had a different reason.
If she was busy doing something else, she can't say, I don't have to do it.
Right.
That's not the overall Trump reason why she shouldn't do a mitzvah.
Right.
She can't say, I'm so busy with my kids, I can't.
Why
don't you make a rule from
No, but it's not based on the svara. Again,
basically, Mem Batzinu, right. The svara you could plug in after. You're saying, and if not, Svar is not the beginning, the starting point.
Never is the starting point. Sometimes Mishnah Rabban Gamliel with the adjusting the life on the Shabbos.
Yeah.
He started a reason, and then he came and he did. Yeah, he said, I'll never do it.
Yeah.
He said, oh, now I know why they didn't give a reason.
The only question is why don't we just say, I mean, how do we know to learn out from tefillin? Maybe you should learn it out from Talmud Torah itself. So we're going to answer that later on. Okay, let's go. This is all the back and forth. Okay, we're starting with tefillin. Now, like the Gemara. Let's start with sukkah. Gemara is a Kabbalah Kakasha, but it's sukkah. The mitzvah is man grama. The sibba sukkah station is shivas yomim. Time in the courts of Abrahamana, Ha Ezra, Lhoites, and Hashim, Halabach, and Hashim Kayabas. Here we have a kasha. My sukkah, we have a special drosh, it's me, my Hashim, Ha Ezra. Right, the Bryce brings. The Bryce brings. We looked up this Gemara last time, in the last sukkah. There was no gayer, right? The Bryce, oh, with, yeah, right. With that Pnei Yeshua. The Bryce, with that Pnei Yeshua, that's what it was, Pnei Yeshua. The Brisa brings for Ezra from the Ma'at Noshin. Mash, but we had a special judgment about Ezra de Bichayev. Why? It's man grama. Why should it be chayev? I'm Rabbi, it's the Chsag, that's the Kamina Hoyle, the Chsibba Sukkot Teish, the Teish, Shvuk, Ain't Taduru. Ma, the Rish Vishdoi, have Sukkot, Ish Vishdoi. No, it's not the Ba'at. The Ba'at, they put the message man grama. But by Sukkot, there'd be a special reason to be Machayev them, because of Teish, Shvuk, Ain't Taduru. So for that, I need Ezra to be Ma'at them. That's a Ba'at's Teretz. Rav Amar, different Torahs, it's the Chesagot, the Chamir Ne'er, the Chamir Shazor, the Chamir Shazor, the Chag HaMatzis. Ma'alon, the Noshim Chayobis, Abkhan, Noshim Chayobis. Tzricho. Rav says a different reason. Since we have Gezim HaShav, the Chamir Shazor, the Chamir Shazor, the Chag HaMatzis. Which is Gezim HaShav.
But they're only Chai because of the Lav Shavuot. No?
No, the chayiv because of the drasha, right? Right. The drasha, like the chayiv over there, I would ever have him in the chayiv over here. So I did ask something on chayiv over here.
But the only reason the chayiv over there
is because there's a drasha over there, and a chinami. But we have a gzeirah shoda. Chamisha, chamisha, the gzeirah shoda. Whatever I find there, I should apply here. So since I know over there the chayiv because so yeshne the baal techacham, it's yeshne the baal I would say the chayv sukkah too. Meaning, yeah, it's the drush is a special drush in Pesach. But once you have the gezeirah shoda, you don't apply it. Kamash Malan, don't apply it.
Yeah, it's similar to Talmud
Torah. That gezeirah shoda is what?
It's similar to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, they're puzzled by Talmud Torah, but you're now once you're part of Talmud
right.
Torah,
right.
I hope you put on 20
times. That gezeirah shoda. That gezeirah shoda is very important because gezeirah shoda lachol ha'maisa that everybody. Every year you have to remind yourself the first night of Sukkot is a special kavanah. The kazayas in the Sukkot is like the kazayas in matzah. The first night. No, because this is because you're a shovel. No, every year you have to remind yourself that aloha. The whole shovel. Yeah. When you eat the kazayas in the Sukkot the first night.
You eat the
kazayas in matzah in the Sukkot. It's a special. The special chiyuv of that you have to eat a kazayis, just like the person had a Pesach. Okay. Toysis. Sagdai the Chamidim Neir of Tezor and Tezor Chag and Matzis. Ma'alot no Shem Chag Yavois. Pesach, we're going to just call Shesh and Batur Chachom as Yesh and Batur Chachom as Yesh and I didn't see Rashi say that exactly, but Tosin's version of Rashi, that's what it says. Right?
Yeah.
Which we know, we know that drasha. That's the drasha to say. The Nosha Mechayev in Matzah. Vim Toyman. The Ma'i Yitzchak B'Matzah, the Kosh Yashra B'Bal Toychal, the Loimai, the Nosha Mechayev is B'Matzah. The lava cannot be done in the Nosh Mechayov is b'matzah. Why? Deep Tura, it's Lom Liyah Ezrach, Lohit Yoth Noshim, the Gabi Noshim. The Gabi Sukkah Pshit of the Tura is. Toh Mitzvah Zishim Han Gomi. Eli Shema Mino, the Nosh Mechayov is b'matzah. Lohit Yoth Ezrach, Gabi Sukkah, Lohit Yoth Noshim. to go nailed to zvav to zvav mechaka matzos. Give him game. Let me the time with the kosher yeshna. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He's asking like this. He's saying, if you needed a mucker in the Torah, that says that Nashim Echayiv in Matzah, you don't need to come on to Kosh Yashna Mabal, Torah Chacham, it's Yashna Mabkum Achal Matzah. The mucker is Ha'ezrach, that's written by Sukkah. Because since Chazal understood that the Ha'ezrach, that's written by Sukkah, is coming La Fuke from Ahavamina, that since it's Chamisha Zar Chamisha Asan, you just said the Chayiv in Matzah, so the Chayiv in Sukkah. And that's why Ezra has to teach the part of Sukkah that it's sufficient for the Torah to say, oh, Ezra, and with that itself, the Torah is making Megala to the Chayiv in Matzah. You don't need other special reasons called Kosh Yeshna Mabal, Torah Chavadishim, Kuma Chav Matzah. Or Ezra itself obligates that there should be Chayiv in Matzah.
But if you wouldn't be Chayiv, that's not the starting point.
But why can't it be? Let's say it is a starting point. Let's say it is. You're right, we don't think of that as a starting point. What Tosis is asking is that once it's true, so then hand it up and let it be the starting point. And as much as I took off, and Chazal understood that that's good, right?
But I'd have to know that they were chayiv.
No, that
from why would I quote?
No, from that you know.
Look at this, like, it's only unit. What is Ezrach? Ezrach is teaching me
right.
That you right. Learn now that she's
that they know.
Chayiv like matzah. So in Ezrach itself, you already have that she's chayiv matzah.
It's very,
but,
very biased.
Yeah, it's
very biased.
Very what?
Problematic. You need to have the, you need to know that they're chayiv there, that there's a source of the chayiv there. You said that I learned that you're part of this.
What else is Ezrach for?
But you have to be a bin chayev. Because this right. Comes to pot you for something you're chayev.
You had to be chayev. The only way Ezra makes sense, is if you would have to have been chayev in matzah. Which means from Ezra alone, I see you were chayev in matzah.
But you can't learn like that. You can't learn a hekesh like that with chiyuvah. You can't learn from a tour to a chiyuvah. You said that someplace recently.
Again, but if they're saying the reason
you're
why
learning a
tour
to Ezra than be Mishnah on Matzah.
Right. I mean, Tosis is saying that if it would be true, and we'll see what his answer is, but if it would be true that the word of Ezra by Sukkah, by its very definition, must mean, I mean, this is what's going to change in the Teretz.
Yeah.
But if by its very definition, it must mean that would be my might Moshim. And the only way Chazal saw for that to make sense is that because you'd have a Havmir to Chayiv. Because Chamisha Sar, then Chazal would know that in and of itself, without knowing other reasons why you're Chayiv in Matzah. The very fact that Ezra has the pater, you means you're Chayiv in Matzah. So I don't need the other reasons. You're saying they would have thought something else.
Yeah, but according to Abaya,
it's going in.
Going to Rav.
Yeah. You're saying no. They would have thought. Something else. They would have thought that it comes from somewhere else.
It's not the Chayiv Sukkah. Why would I think
Chayiv Sukkah? Assuming that was their only option. The only option was Matzah.
Then why do I think Chayiv Sukkah?
It's a Chayiv Matzah. The only reason I ever need it.
You go there and you're bouncing back. Right. That doesn't
matter. The only reason
you want to be Chayiv on Matzah.
Right.
Because you're putter on Sukkah. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Right.
No,
because I had the matzah. Not because you bought it, because it was necessary to pater. You want sukkah,
right? The only reason you chayiv on matzah is
the way I know.
Because
there's
a patur on sukkah.
The way I know that you chayiv on matzah is because there's a patur on sukkah. Because if you wouldn't be chayiv on matzah, you wouldn't need the patur on sukkah. So mathematically speaking, it's true. The patur on sukkah told me.
But the patur on sukkah is I only need ha'ezrach. Because I'm chayiv in matzah.
Right.
But why am I chayiv in matzah?
What does it mean to why? One second. What does it mean to why? Why? Because the Torah.
The
pasuk is Ezrach.
That's not
going to work
like that. Ezrach. It's not. It's catch 22.
Why?
Tosis is going to have an answer, but obviously.
No, but the answer is not going to undo this logic. Tosis is holds of this logic.
It's very straight
line. Right? Tosis is holds of this logic. The answer is going to be. The answer is going to be that Ezrach is not locked in. But if Ezrach means. If in a dictionary the word ezer would mean be my might and motion, the place is hold, this is 100% emistical logic. He's not going to back down from this. He's going to back down from that ezer could mean something else. But
yeah, but I'm not sure he would learn it bouncing it back again and then learn. Now we know that
there's a chayv matzah. We know the chayv matzah.
Because the chayv matzah.
That's it. I want to teach you two things. The noshim. I want to teach you one thing. Really.
The noshim.
Well, two things. I want to teach you noshim chayv matzah, and that you should not think they're chayv in sukkah as well. I can teach you both of those things in one word, ha-ezra. Wow.
What's the
okay, I wouldn't have thought this, I wouldn't have said this either.
What's
but
the possum by the
ha-ezra? No possum.
That's a possum. You got to make a hekesh of hamishas and hamishas.
Oh, yeah, that's the hekesh, hamishas and hamishas. That's a zero shot.
Yeah, what does the possum say over there? You're talking about the matzah?
About, yeah, the kiyam matzah, hamishas, eat matzah, hamishas.
Yeah, shkom.
Anyway, you look around the Mepharshim on this. It's a very interesting thing. What?
This, no, we don't. But this.
It's also counter the fact that the fault is not that she's high. The fault now you have is this concept that she's pointed all on grandma's fault to that she's pointed on. So then Ezra really is coming to teach you that she's
high. That's right. That's right. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
It's really the backwards source of
Chiyuv,
an indirect source.
Yeah, it's an indirect source, but
an indirect source,
exactly.
Such a major mitzvah. I don't even want to limit it directly.
Okay.
How many Gemara says,
the Gemara says all of the Shabbos are the all the Yam of the Shabbos is one Chalel Meizumos finished. The only one of the third number lachas that's written before the Torah is fire. And even that's Machlekes. Whether that why it's written that. But I'm saying you're right. We find such a okay, this is, I'm not, that's a little bit different. That's saying that there's one pasuk and it means a lot of things. This is saying that the source for a halakha nukas matzah is actually written nukas sukkah. It's true.
Yeah, then you actually have a pasuk, so you're
just expanding the pasuk. Okay. Yeah, okay. But that was Tyson. Okay. It's Ember Tyson, so why not? It's a Gishmak Cheshmer. So why not? Why is it not true? So he says, Yishleimar, the court of Itzrik Latayim, the Kosher Yeshnoi, Avada, I need the reason by Matzah, the Eloi, the Chazir, the Minei, the Notch of Rabbis Matzah. If I would not have a separate objective source, the Notch of Rabbis and Matzah, right? If I would want to say like Tyson, that I'm goofy learning it out from here. But I would not have a separate objective source. Then I'd say, "Fakir, the Ezra's not excluding Noshim. The Ezra's including Noshim. The Mertelai, I don't need to exclude them. The Mitzvah Shaman Gromoi. Right? So what do you got to exclude them for? It's anyway Mitzvah Shaman Gromo. Must be our Ezra's being Magala to me. The opposite, the Chayv. Avalanche, the Chazin, the Chayv, the Chayv, the Chayv, but now that I see the Chayv, the Matzah, for a separate, independent reason that the Chayv Matzah, because Kosh Yashim about the Chometz, Yashim Kuma Chometzah, and get a Korach Ezek Lamute also. Now I can learn Ezek is a meat. The Rabbis looks through it because I don't need it to be Merah. I don't need it to be the Rabbis. The Mekzev Yishov and Tesvav Tesvav Nafka. Because if I only wanted it to be my Ben Oshim, I'd say, they're my Ben anyway. Tesvav Tesvav. A Korach Mokach Ezek is a meat. So that takes the Teretz. Ha Ezek cannot be the source that the Chayv Matzah, because if they wouldn't have it separate independent source of the Chayv Matzah, I'd say, forget, the Ezra is a reboy, not a meat. But once I know the Chayv Matzah, and I know this, that's Bav, now I understand the Ezra is not a reboy, Adarabba, Ezra is a meat. Gevaldik. Right? How do I know it's a meat, not a reboy? Because I don't need a reboy. If I want to include them, they'd be included anyway, Tezbav, Tezbav. Yeah. Okay, bye. That's Sukkah. Ad kan, different Sukkah. Next. Next one. Next question. Re'iyah. Right, the Gemara says Re'iyah, the mitzvah man, grandma, the oil ass Re'iyah. Sorry, I said oil ass Re'iyah. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, mitzvah say, Yireya calls a chorcha. It's a mitzvah of Alil Regal. To be Lirayis Bnei Hashem on the regal. So there it says, so that's a mitzvah man, grandma, obviously. The time that goes to Rechman is a chorcha lo'iti anashim. Halava, chidashim chayobais. Over there it says, Zuchorcha. Zuchorcha is Mamayit Noshim. Had he not been Mamayit, then they'd be Chayiv. Why? It's Man Groma. The answer is, it's Rech. Sagat, I mean, Nehla Briya, Briya Mehakel. Ah, because since the Chayiv and Hakel, with my Hakel, it says, Ha'an Noshim, Ve'an Noshim, Ve'atav. So Mamayla, I have a husband of the Chayiv in Yerok, with Zuchorcha, so Mamayla, I need Zuchorcha to be Mamayit them. Period. Okay. That's that. Now the Gemara is a new kasha. Vadi afinan made fill in the ptura, nail of misimcha lichiyuba. Now we're going back to ask on the etzem din. Why are you learning out from tefillin to tell me they're potter? Why not learn out from the mitzvah of simcha, which is also a mitzvah that changed as man grama, simcha siyomtiv, and over there, nashim mechayiv. See, if I want to find, you know, an example to learn out the Kol HaTorah Kula, so Tefillin's man grumman the pot. There's Simcha's man grumman the chayiv. So why is Tefillin better than Simcha? Amar Abaya, Yisho Abaya L'Misamcha. Because by Simcha, Rashi explains, Ein Choyves HaSimcha Tluya Bo. El Abaya L'Shim Sechena Kari Bey V'Simachto. She's involved in the mitzvah, but she's not the one who has to do the mitzvah. She's the chepter shomer. She's the one the mitzvah is being done on. Simachta. Yeah. So Mamela, that's why it's not a raya. Ah, if that's true, Amana Ma'ikal Meimar. But the man also says simcha. Geva Yosem Amana. So if the Amana is chayiv, and in her you can't say it's the husband's mitzvah. So we write from the Amana that she's chayiv. There it says, Mishruya Etzle. Yeah. No. We see from the Amana that Noshim Echayiv in Mitzvah. So what? And as much as what? As much as we see that in the Kashi.
It can't just be that the husband says it. The husband says she's chayiv. There's no
problem. Right.
No, why don't we look from Hakel Luftar?
Liftar. Hakel Chitzchayim. Let's see. We're going to talk about Hakel. Let's see. That's it. The Noshim Echayim is Tijin Man Grama. She learned from Almana that Noshim Echayim is Tijin Man Grama. This from a regular issue, you want to say it's not really a mitzvah. But the Amana, according to Hami, the Gemara, it is a mitzvah. So it is. Bishruya Etzloi. Bishruya Etzloi. Rashi, Bishruya Etzloi. Loi Nitzav Ischi. Ella. Ella. Ba'aniyo Hakosim Medabe. But it's not a mean she Shruya Etzloi. The Samcha Mishaloi. Michael Mishra Klei Pishkin. And again, Echinami, even her, the mitzvah on someone else. She doesn't have a baal, but whoever is, or Shechinim, the ones who are closest to her, they're Mechuyiv. What? They're Mechuyiv in the mitzvah of Simcha. What?
What?
I guess it includes a Grusha too. I don't know. Aniya, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You're right. The pasuk says Amana. Maybe a Gush, I don't know.
Does your wife feel like one?
Chayre, it's anybody who's in this type of category.
I don't know. He don't set myself up for
a Kaponim. Agaponim, from there you have no raya. Right.
Willis.
Okay, fine. Stop here, Baba Nedek Mahakam. How far did you guys get? So these two dots down here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.